Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, man. We're having a great time here this morning. It's just Corey and myself. If you missed the first hour, Pete Gray just returned this morning from a fantastic six-day trip on board the Shogun. It was our Let's Talk Hookup sponsored six-day and annual great trip. And, man, those guys had tremendous yellowfin tuna fishing, had a little sample of wahoo, had a couple of yellowtail, experienced a little bit of weather. But in true Shogun fashion, the boys were all showing a fantastic time and some great fishing, and we got to hear a great report from Pete, and now he's licking his wounds from pulling on all those big fish, but he'll be joining us again tomorrow morning, right back in here in the studio. But today, it's just Corey and myself talking fishing and sure having a great time doing it, Corey.
Having so much fun, Rick, and somehow it's all steered toward inshore primarily, but it's all fun, man. It's I love talking it, and Rick does too, so if you want to join us, two ways to do it, via the telephone, one open line right now, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. We're giving away a really cool a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing to one lucky caller or texter.
That's awesome, man.
I know. So cool.
A great prize, and we're sure pumped to get to give that away. And we're just pumped to hear from you. Yeah, lots of great texts standing by. And, you know, Corey referred to it. We've had very busy phones this whole morning, but we did have one drop off during that break. So if you want to get through, this is a great chance for it. 213-432-1090. Corey, it's time for the Catch Report. Let's find out what's biting out there.
I know, and it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic sails for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. And Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Man, what a cool deal, huh?
Totally.
Make an investment in the best for your boat when it comes to Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com and for more information, a dealer near you. And hearing him on the show was absolutely, hands down, fascinating.
I thought the same thing.
Yes.
I never thought that I could. We joked about it. We've said it 10 times now. Like, the first time we had him on for a quick interview, I thought, how on earth are we going to talk to this guy for 10 minutes about batteries? And then how are we going to do 2 hours about batteries? Dude, I was fascinated. We're already, Neil and I have already discussed, we're going to go that route. Like, no deal, no hookup, no nothing. Like, that's it. Like, that's the wave of the future. Battery life that's going to last, you know, batteries that are going to last longer than our engines are, lighter weight, better use, better life, better power. Like, that's it, man.
He's so well educated and well spoken, and the knowledge that he comes to the table with is incredible. And to hear Benny Florentino,
that was cool,
like diving into it, you know?
It's just an investment in the future of your boat. You know, a lithium battery may cost, you know, what 2 lead acids do, but if it lasts 4 times longer, you're
keeping
your money ahead.
And the stuff that you can do with it. So my friend Luke, he powers his entire boat with lithium now.
Right.
He's running a Sea Keeper. He's running an Ice Maker.
Crazy.
He's got everything running off the darn lithium.
Yeah, it's wild.
How he's doing it, I don't know. I'd sure love to learn.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, yeah, great stuff going on and lots to talk about. And we're going to start off our Catch Report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Corey. What a great show, man. I have so much fun listening to you guys just talking fishing, man. This is a great concept.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, man. But so here we are, late October, and, you know, back in the old days, it was over by now.
Right.
But not this year. Not recently, for sure. Definitely kind of interesting out there. We are definitely seeing a few signs that the season's starting to change, though. It's winter is coming. But starting locally, you know, best news, not quite a bit of squid around. There's been some up in Santa Monica Bay. And that bodes well for fishing that sea bass along Palos Verdes there on the kelp lines. Hopefully that wakes up them tanker grade sea bass up there a little bit. And then the squid rounds off Huntington Beach are, oh my God, there's been tremendous volume there. It's been hit really hard by the seiners. It's still producing. Very large area all the way from Isers stretching down toward the power plant there, and that bodes well for our local sea bass season also. At the islands, not too much this week. Nick and SBI on the outside, pretty much weathered out. Catalina, it's got some squid, some backside west, some backside east, and there's always a chance on the squid grounds, especially this time of year, that good great fall yellowtail hanging out there. At San Clemente, man, that island has been twilight zone here recently, and now they're facing some weather again, so probably not too much happening at the island proper. Offshore, now it was really fun listening to Pete at the start of the show. Man, he was so fired up about that yellowfin tuna on the ridge there. And, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, that is just a beautiful grade of fish and just fun fishing. Nice weather, warm, you know, down there.
Sure.
But, you know, what's amazing is we got a lot of that same kind of fishing right here in our backyard. Quite a bit of that yellowfin was still around there. And a lot of it's that really nice size, 25, 30, 35, even some bigger ones, especially the ones that are with dolphins there. There's been some really good, great fish. But that best zone that after last weekend's breeze kind of got reorganized, and there's been a general area kind of below the 289 to the 43 and over to the corner, kind of in that area like that. But I think that water's starting to cool, and that might be starting to wind down there, but been some good plunker fishing in there for both the yellowfin and bluefin both. And then one of my customers was in there a few days back. They were on a long drift. But he got up in the tower and was looking down the water. He said that school, like 500 Dorado, just circling around the boat as if they were just a big kelp patty.
No.
And here it is.
Hey, really?
Pretty cool.
And, you know, now I was listening to Mike on the tributes report there. They're down the beach, you know, kind of a different area they're looking at. Looking for those big Dorado schools. There's definitely a lot of that flathead still around. So, been pretty good season, man, I got to tell you. And, you know, what's interesting, Corey, I heard you guys talking in your talking fishing show here about that breakwater, that Long Beach breakwater.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I used to fish that a lot in years past.
Right.
And just like you were saying, there's a lot of really big ones. And I've got a... On the wall of the store, I've got a 12.25-pound calico mounted that came from the breakwater at night. I didn't catch it. One of my friends caught it. But, man, there's some real tankers that live out there on that wall. And do you remember the Jed Welsh breakwater special, being the plasticist guy that you are? Do you know what one of those things is?
No, but I remember, like, the creepy crawler, or I might be saying it wrong, but like freshwater style ish, like crawdad, you know, style imitations.
This predates all of this stuff. This goes back to the 60s, a long time ago.
Okay,
but just a redhead with a little skirt, kind of like a mini marlin skirt.
Yeah,
nothing fancy, no fancy colors. My favorite color, I used to fish out there a lot at night, and my favorite color was pure black. We used to really get
those.
Pure black.
Interesting.
But, yeah, man, it's an ancient history. But, yeah, you guys want to check out a very large, beautiful mount of a calico bass just to show you what's possible. Like I said, we've got a 12.25 up there on the wall from the breakwater at night.
Yeah, that's a big one. And there's the problem, and I mean, it's a great problem, right? There's a lot of big fish on there, but what happens is you're catching, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 pounders, and yeah, I mean, they pull like heck, right? But then you
hook
that 8 to 12 pounder, and it absolutely tears you up, and 1.1 seconds, and you don't even realize what happened.
You're already toasted.
Yeah.
That's about how long it takes is 1.1 seconds. And, and if you are not at the top of your game when you're fishing that big fish, ready you know, to pull hard the second you get bit, man, you're never going to see them big ones.
We have an 11.5-pounder on the wall inside the tackle store at Fisherman's that was caught by Nick Cates back in the day.
That night?
I don't know the story of when, where. I think it was a local fish. I think it was just a Point Loma, you know, 11.5-pounder.
I bet you at the islands.
Okay.
I bet the islands.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about that one so much is it's on a very large and pretty tall wall. So, like, when you're looking at it, you're looking at it from a little ways away. And it has since moved, but it was just below a 405-pound yellowfin tuna. So the size was always hard. And a guy would look at it and be like, oh, it's a nice one. What is that, like, 6-7-pounder, 8-pounder? And he'd say, no, it's 11.5. And, oh, BS, that thing's not 11.5. And every once in a while, we'd have to grab the ladder, and you'd go out, and you'd take it off of the wall and then put it in somebody's hands. And then everybody would be like, oh my God, this thing is huge. You know, like, they're just, when it's on a wall below a 400-pound tuna, it doesn't look the same as all of a sudden when it's, you know, when it's in your hands and you realize, like, that thing is an absolute monster.
Incredible.
They're cool. Well, certainly some good fishing going on, Mark. We sure appreciate a great report as always. If somebody wants to find you and come see that big calico one more time, how do we do it?
Well, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station there. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, guys, we are taking a little time off here this week, so you definitely want to call before you come by. We are going to have a little relaxed schedule here for a little bit. And I might have an interesting report for you next Saturday.
Hey,
maybe
all right.
Glad to
hear it, Mark. We'll enjoy a little time off. I hope you get some fishing in, and we'll look forward to a special one next week.
Yeah, it'll be special. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Now with that, we're going to head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our man. Marcos is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Doing
good morning.
Well, man, how about that yellowtail fishing? I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Unlike those lazy guys over at Boca Chica and Edison, we don't get to take any time off. that'd be nice. But fishing's too good right now. I mean, kind of continuing with that yellowfin, bluefin on the full days and overnight. So like Corey said, yesterday afternoon, the new C4th put 19 yellowtail on the boat. They probably hooked about 40 to 50 of them. And these fish are in that 20-pound-plus range, so they're not, you know, tiny little fish. There's some really good fishing on there. And we actually saw some yellowtail earlier in the week before that, too. 5 the day before that, I think 1 or 2 the day before that. You know, we saw 1 in the morning, but it's been mostly afternoon fish, a little bit in the morning. And it's just been, I mean, nice weather, great fishing out there on all those trips. Definitely, you know, get those jig rigs out there, get on the half day, get a shot at the yellowtail. That local yellowtail is always fun. San Diego, still catching the mix of bluefin, yellowfin, some Dorado in the mix there. The overnight, same bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado. A little tougher on those offshore trips. Things are changing a bit, but it's November here, so bound to see a little, you know, drop off in some of that fishing there. I'm sure it'll pick right back up. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days. Oh, go ahead, Corey.
I was going to say, you mentioned like 5 yellows, and they're all good ones, but that's only for 12 or 14 guys on the boat for the afternoon.
And
that's definitely, yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally yesterday afternoon, 19 anglers, 19 yellowtail, not including the ones they lost, because, again, like I said, there's some big ones in there, so, they lost quite a few of those there, and you know, sometimes, hey, those big yellowtail are fun, even if you lose them. You know, it's still a good time out there.
No doubt about it. Well, certainly some good fishing going on. You often say it's not time to put the gear away, when not only is it not time for that, it's time to go.
Oh, suggesting reservations.
Yeah, biting all the way around.
Yeah. And you know what? Every single one of those yellowtail was caught in MC swim bait. Just so you guys know. Everything was caught in MC swim bait. Absolutely.
Great job, Marcos, as always, buddy. If somebody wants to come half day fishing, 3/4 day fishing, full day fishing, all the great trips we had, Mike from the Tribute talking about a couple of real light load trips going on later in the week for this great tuna in Dorado. How do we find you guys at C4th?
Check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can see the full schedule up there. What you guys see on the website there is pretty much what's in our system for those open party trips. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383, and we'll be more than happy to help you out. And a couple of things, take a look, you know, when you're making those reservations. Well, at least the first week of November, we're still going to be fishing offshore on that full day, but they right now are scheduled to fish the islands after that, and that's all going to depend on hey, if this bluefin yellowfin keeps biting really well, they may switch back offshore, but just something to keep an eye on. And also the half-day trips, definitely squeeze some trips in now. It's going to be a little change in schedule next month also. New Seaforth is going to be doing some boat work, and we're going to be running some later departures, some 8:30 departures, only running one trip a day there during the week. You know, on the weekends, we're still going to try and do those two trips there. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com, and I'd love to get you guys out there and get you some yellowtail.
Marcos, a great report as always. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Man, from a few yellowtail in a half day to where the yellowtail live. How
yes,
about that?
Yes, right? They do, man, no doubt. The motherland.
Right. Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Good morning. I am absolutely giggling because Jeff and I are here and we're listening to Let's Talk Hookup and we're talking about tackle days. And I turned to Jeff and I said, we really don't need anything. We got 48 years of tackle and gear sitting here, right? We don't need anything. He's like, well, you know,
just one more.
You know, like, you don't need anything. He's like, well, we could use another Tranks 300.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. So I guess we'll be going down and seeing y'all at Tackle Bay.
That sounds good to me, Rosie.
Funny. I tell you. All right, you guys. So our final trip of the season returned on Wednesday. And, you know, this fishing season just really, truly amazed me how that island just keeps on producing. On the last day of fishing, I heard from every single boat right around a little bit before or a little bit after 8 o'clock in the morning, limits of yellowtail.
Wow, that's crazy.
I just couldn't believe it. And I looked over at Jeff. I said, can you believe it? Limits of yellowtail on the final day of fishing. In true Cedros fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
And, from the first trip to the last one. And, you know, we did get a little bit of that weather, too, kind of like Pete was saying. Obviously, not what Dave was getting down there in Cabo, but, you know, we just had a lot of wind. And we were so blessed with that Leavatt Island.
Yeah.
And that these guys could still go out and fish and catch limits over there. They said that the calicos were a little bit quiet. The sheephead were going off. Yellowtail were going off. And every once in a while, they found a patty or two with some dorado under there. But we are done for the season, and we are truly looking forward to our 2024 season. Got a lot of great new charter masters coming on in, and the schedule is up. And all I can say is if you are interested in going to Cedros, it's better to look now than to look later because I'm getting multiple calls a day with people booking. So we will be at all the shows this year. Come on by and say hi. And hopefully soon we'll be right back there on Let's Talk Hookup and promoting our 2024 season. So.
This is my least favorite report that you do, Rosie. We enjoy talking with you and Jeff so much throughout the year. It's always so fun to hear about the big fish. And this year was just such a year of crazy good fishing, and I mean, you guys,
yeah.
I just can't imagine the amount of personal best that you provide for anglers throughout the year, whether it be big calicos or big yellows, or now, you know, it's been wild to see how much you guys have really dialed in catching white sea bass and halibut, you know, something that was truly like an incidental, maybe every once in a while you do it, like, man, now it just seems like you catch your yellows, and you know, you're talking with your skipper and your fellow anglers, and what do you guys want to do? Well, let's go get halibut. And they do.
Exactly.
I mean, like, it's no longer an incidental thing. You guys are just running such a fantastic operation. We're so proud to be a part of it. And, man, you have just taken things to the next level. And we love everything about Cedro Sport Fishing and glad you had such a phenomenal season.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about those personal bests. I would say on about 90% of the trips this year, somebody got their personal best. And not even like one. Like they would catch a yellowtail and, oh my God, I got a 25-pound yellowtail, and the next one was 28 and the next one was 35. Or we had a couple of people, they would catch their, this one was crazy, they caught their personal best yellowtail. It was 44 pounds. And they were done yellowtail fishing and they went to go try to get some halibut and white sea bass. 44-pound yellowtail, and then the next fish he catches is a 44-pound white sea bass.
Man,
both personal bests, both 44 pounds. I got pictures of those. I think we're going to use those on the brochure this next year because it's just unbelievable, that fishery down there.
We usually talk about it on the plane flight down when we do our Let's Talk Hookup trips, and I'm, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get to go with the guys, and that's usually part of the banter is, you know, what's everybody's big bass and big yellow, and then we repeat the process on the way going home, and I know for a fact we've never had one where it feels like close to 50% of the people didn't best their biggest one ever, and it's just a great place. We love it. Can't wait to come fishing with you again, and like you said, it's busy for a reason. It's because you guys do such a good job, and I always say the same thing. If you know you're going to go, book now. You know, book before Fred Hall gets here. Book before PCS gets here, because those are the times when all of the spots that are still available get soaked up. So, man, get your dates in now while there's still some availability. And, you know, if you got a favorite boat or a favorite lodge you'd like to go, man, get it in while the getting's still good.
Yeah, and once we get this filled up, I will expand out both ways. You know what I mean? It's like this year I had a couple of people that were bummed that we didn't go into November. And I said, well, you know, since we started Lodge 2, you know, we kind of tightened up the schedule, the season a little bit, more people going, but we tightened up the season. So if you're still interested and you do want to go in November, well, then let's get the next October one filled, and then I'll expand to another trip and get into November again.
I mean, this is a perfect example. You left it off with limits of yellows and great bass fishing. If there were a trip that we're leaving today, we all know it would be experiencing great fishing at Cedro Sport Fishing. Well, Rosie, a fantastic job, as always. If somebody does want to book a charter, book a trip, all the great stuff with Cedro Sport Fishing, what's the best way?
You know, the best way really is to call me. Phone number is 619-772-7570. If you call me, we can get all the questions answered and get you dialed in on really what you're looking for. And you can always check out the website first to see what trips are open. And that is cedrosportfishing.com.
A great season, Rosie. Lots of fun. Thanks for keeping us so up to date. Please pass along our best to Jeff, and we'll be talking to you soon.
I guess we'll be seeing you at Tackle Day.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye, Rosie.
You got it. Talk
That's
you
cool.
Soon.
1 week
Bye.
From today.
Yeah,
right
buddy.
There. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair upfront on a steal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup with Rick. I'm having so much fun in here
it's
with
great,
you today.
Dude. So
right?
much fun.
And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Telephone number, which are full.
Yeah.
Or text us via the app. And you were talking about Bisbee's a little bit.
Yeah, we had a great text come through, and I just want to make sure to give the gentleman credit. It was Dave from Marina Del Rey, or Dave from the Marina Day Angler. He said, hey, would you guys mind talking about the Bisbee's? I heard that they pulled off two qualifying fish. I know Dave Hansen fished it, so I'm sure we'll get a full wrap-up from Dave tomorrow. But, man, a pretty historic and a strange event with the Bisbee's this year. And, you know, the Bisbee's Marlin Tournaments being the single highest dollar big hitter events throughout the year, and you know they do three tournaments throughout the year. The Bisbee's does. They do the East Cape Bisbee's, the Los Cabos, and then the Black and Blue. And the Black and Blue is like the big one, the King Daddy. And you know, this year the hurricane kept them from having the Los Cabos. You know, the port was closed. Obviously, there was a hurricane there. So what they did was they merged the two tournaments together. So everybody that was fishing in the Los Cabos, they basically ran the Los Cabos tournament simultaneous with the Black and Blue. You were going fishing that way anyways. You already had your money in. So, you know, money for both pots was in both of the tournaments.
Which and adds to shoot,
it was
substantial,
a historic
right?
amount. You know, there was also been some things. The fishing has been tough over the years for qualifiers. There's been a lot of fish. You know, the fishery in Cabo is healthy, but, you know, to keep down on lots of dead fish being brought to the scale, they have a pretty big minimum. Like, you know, you cannot bring a marlin to the scale unless it's 300 pounds. And, you know, that's a significant fish. And so lots of good fishing over the years, but there has been a lack of qualifiers here or there. So, anyways, there has been some rollover money from previous tournaments. There was two tournaments at the same time, but the total purse this year was close to $10 million.
What?
$10 million.
Holy
I know.
Smoke.
It, that's insane to me that you're just going fishing for a day and that type of money is on the line.
Crazy.
And, you know, everybody was concerned. I mean, there was a hurricane. The waters ripped up. It was not ideal conditions to be going out and catching a fish over 300 pounds. And it was a, you know, from all of the difficulties that they faced running a tournament, having a hurricane, all that money in the line, you know, they had a lot of boats that left Cabo San Lucas to get up to La Paz or up even farther.
And got hammered
to hopefully, you know, stay out of harm's way. And then they had to come back and registration. There was a ton of moving parts, but they pulled it off. They did a great job. And there was a qualifying fish of each day. Normally it's a 3-day tournament, to fit the Los Cabos. It was just done in 2 days, and they pulled it off, and they had a successful
Crazy.
Tournament, and there was some insane money won. Day one, the Stella June, which, is captained by Evan Salve, who lots of us remember from Bass Fish and all that,
gosh.
And, now runs, a highest level, Marlin competitive tournament team who over the last 5 years has seen incredible success. I mean, those guys, there's nothing to say other than they are a team to be reckoned with for sure on the podium year
Crazy.
After year after year. And again, the first fish that qualified that came to the scales was them again, the Stella
Crazy.
June, a 380-pound black Marlin.
Man.
That was the only qualifier of the day. And that fish was worth close to, it was in the mid $3 million range just
wow.
on day one because of all of the daily jackpots. Had there not been a qualifier on day two, that fish would have been, all the day two money would have rolled back to day one, and that fish would have been worth close to $9 million,
wow.
Which would have been the single largest tournament purse in fishing history.
Crazy.
As it was, another team, the Rocky Mountain Hookers, had a beautiful fish on day two, a 500-pound blue marlin.
Man.
They took all the dailies for day two, and just some amazing thing. I mean, the dust hasn't settled yet, so it's nothing specific, but they do a really good job on that catchstat.com that kind of breaks down the tournament. And as of right now, with nothing's official until they have the check on their hand, but it's looking like the Stella June in the black and blue took $3.36 million.
Wow, Evan Salve,
yeah.
man.
And the other team, the Rocky Mountain Hookers, had $3.034 million.
Yeah.
Now the Los Cabos is happening at the same time, so both of those teams won those divisions too, which was good for an additional $536,000 and an additional $497,000.
That is crazy stuff.
Yeah. yeah. So those guys went fishing for a day of marlin fishing, and again, this number is not exact and may grow or may shrink, but it looks like they had $3.85 million.
That is crazy.
For a day of fishing.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
And to know that hurricane, like the eye, came so close to Los Cabos right there and then went up to La Paz. We had a listener, Tim from Ojai, that communicated with me. He was down at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, this week. Right. I mean, literally 2 days after the hurricane went through, spending time there with John and Tim from Ojai and his wife, Teresa, give him a shout out. They couldn't even tell anything happened. They said the road coming in was a little flooded, but enjoying their time.
It's a real testament to how hard those guys work and how important the tourism and their infrastructure is. Like, I mean, it was a massive hurricane.
Yeah.
It went through there and just stalled out and spun over the top of them. And within a couple of days, the power was on, the streets were open. They ran the biggest tournament in existence,
crazy.
Days
yeah.
later, and successfully gave away millions of dollars. It's just
that's insane.
Really cool.
I wanted to mention that about the ranch in case you're going or thinking
sure.
about going.
Yeah. It's on.
And there's, we're literally in our last month, right? To get to enjoy it. It's kind of.
Hate saying that.
I do too.
It bums me out so much.
Yeah.
Hey, well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to jump in there, Corey. Let's do it.
How about Hills? Hills Calm from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hi, Hills.
Hi, good morning, guys. Oh, man. So I'm a big MC Swim Bait fan. I don't mean to, have MC Swim Bait take over the whole show and all that, but they're so good, I can't even fish the other brands. But Corey doesn't make it all the way up to Ventura any longer, so I have to meet him at the hall shows. So I'm hoping that he's going to be there this year at the BART ball. Just the excitement of the big slug catching giant lingcod, but the 4-inch jumper tail with a half-ounce lead head, I caught hundreds of halibut with that. But then the funnest thing lately has been the 5-inch slug. And at Rancho Leonero, using it with the boxer head, I think it's half-inch boxer head I got from Corey not this year, but last year's Bart Hall. But then, man, you can't believe it. Casting from the beach, I mean, you can believe it. The trigger fish and the small cabrillas just destroying that thing.
Right.
And so much fun.
Literally.
And I ran at them because they got too destroyed. But I should have brought more, but I didn't have any more. But, yeah, so Rancho Leonero, I went for a week with my buddy, and I'm so glad I got to go there. It was late October. But in any case, you know, I think there's probably a bidding war going on to buy the ring toss game at Rancho Leonero. So if you guys, you know, we all want to get in on that, you know. But
that's funny. Right?
I don't know if John's going to spill the beans on that, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, Hill's a great report. Glad you've had such good success with it. And, man, appreciate all the kind words. And I'm with you, too, man. I'm a Corey Bader nothing kind of guy. Appreciate it very much, Hill. Thanks a lot for that. Had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My question is regarding the popper. Can you go over use and selection? What manufacturer, size, or weights do you prefer? Additionally, you talked about retrieve and cadence. What's the best retrieve? Is it a fast wine? Is it a slow twitch and splash? And finally, what rod and reel combinations do you like? That's from Sam and Irvine.
Man, that's a loaded question right there, isn't it, Rick? I don't know. I mean, if you're asking me, I use a medium-sized popper, like a much smaller, I think, than what most people use, and a little more transparent, you know, not a solid offering. I don't know, Rick. I'm nowhere near professional at it at all. I'm just a guy out having fun, right?
I mean, my sentiments are the same with you. It depends on, I guess, what you're fishing for, and mostly right now it's that yellowfin, and I'm the same. I like a 130 to a 150 size popper, a little bit smaller. You know, when it was bluefin and cows, we really liked those big giant, you know, rooster poppers from Halco and the big giant orca pops. But I'm into little bit smaller, and I'm totally with you on the transparent. I like I like a clear popper or a black back with a clear belly, something small.
And it doesn't have, you know, for me, it doesn't have to be totally clear, like you know, but just a clear-ish, like transparent. Is it a big pop? Is it a little pop? I don't. It's a reactionary bite. I'll tell you what I've done to draw that is make my cast, hits a water, and I pop. I literally hop, pop, and skitter it on the surface with a few pops in between for about 15 feet, just enough to draw attention. And then I completely shut it down and slow it down.
As long as you can sit on your hands, the better.
But by drawing that attention, you know, it's a lot of times after that hop, pop, and skitter and that little shimmy for 15 feet, before I can stop it, it's gone.
I think so much of it, again, just like we were mentioning before, like the fish are going to tell you what it takes, and it's going to be different, and there's never going to be a black or white that says, pop, pop, stop, pop, pop. You know, I mean, it's not that kind of thing. And part of this will be answered in the next part of your question, is what rod and reel. The cast, in my opinion, is so much more important than the type of lure, even how fast or slow you're. Like, you need to put it...
Placement.
You need to put it where it needs to be.
Yeah,
like,
placement.
Put it in the center of it. Like,
Rick,
you know, the dark...
I did that last time, I'm telling you. 15 foamers, and I literally put it where it was supposed to be. I could not get...
Couldn't buy a bite.
Rick, I could not get a bite. My very first cast, listen to the, or not, maybe not my first cast, my first opportunity to make a cast.
Okay.
One single turn bird, dipping and trying to dip and trying to pop. It was almost like it was on yellow. You know, when they're on yellow, it's that thing's moving so fast.
Sure, he's shopping.
Rick, my very first casting on that... on that turn bird was a marlin. A marlin lit up on the popper.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I saw the coolest stuff in the world.
Yeah, you did.
But I put it in the right places. I could not get a darn bite.
You know,
it's just the way it goes.
It is, and that is the way it goes sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, and back to to Sam's question is, you know, sometimes you just need to put it in the middle of the spot and just sit on your hands and don't move it. I mean, sometimes just that thing in the middle of it is how it's going to get a bite. And sometimes it's walking out fast. And, you know, but that's my big thing is have a rod and reel that you can confidently cast a fair ways. Again, going back to that approach question, you know, the farther away that you could accurately, you know, place that lure, then the farther farther away your boat can stay and the less likely you are to put those things down, and, you know, and make sure that you have equipment that is capable of landing the size fish. We're talking about 40-pound yellowfins right now. Like, can you do that on a bass rod? Sure you can, but it's a lot of work, you know, and like you're going to be there for a minute, you know, and then and casting, you know, to real big fish requires big tackle. So this is for sure one of those cases where a good spinning outfit can be appropriate for you. But for me, I'm a Tranx 400 guy. Like, that's the reel that I really like. It fits in my hands right. I like the HG version with a power handle, a rod built just for doing it. That's my favorite outfit.
That's my go-to also. You know, the bigger popper, when I see the bigger bluefin, mm-hmm. I've got my Tranx 500.
There you go.
Yeah, all rigged up.
Yeah.
It's good
hey,
stuff.
Appreciate it, Sam, very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
How about Bruce? Bruce calling from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Bruce. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, guys. I got a question for Corey. I'm headed up to Morro Bay. I want to target some ling cod specifically. What color would you recommend for doing that?
Well, the ling cod thing, I mean, it's like the glow, right? Like, it's that off-white glow color will work for everything from, you know, the reds to the ling cod. It's something that works, man. It's just, I did it up at Queen Charlotte, and we had some phenomenal ling cod fishing up there.
That sounded so good.
Oh, so much fun, I'm telling you. Yeah. And here's a little trick I did up there. And it worked very well. It's again, I'm going to use the word reaction. It's drawn a reaction bite. And so when I hit the bottom, I would wind it up 20 feet immediately. Pull it away from them. Like, they literally have to come off the bottom to get it. But when I wind up 20 feet fast, I then start jigging it.
Okay.
It's not hit the bottom and jig it. It's wind it away. They see it falling from 30, 40 feet away.
Yeah.
But when it comes off the bottom, they then have to commit to it. So when they come off the bottom to get it while you're jigging it, it's a commitment. In some form or fashion, it is a reaction bite. Yeah.
I got it. That's cool.
It works.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's good. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Another great text that I like. This one says, hey, guys, I love this show format. My question, where would you travel for a moderate price for December through April for fun fishing, not just more local tunas? The East Cape is typically pretty windy. Do you guys have any tips? Maybe I should call Cass. That's from Cliff in Blossom Valley. Well, I would say, Cliff, that Cass would be a great call, but he is temporarily hung it up. Cast tours retired, which that was such a great resource. But I will say, there's no doubt in my mind, moderately priced, fun for December through April, for me, is Lake El Salto.
I'm right with you.
It's the prime time of year to be there. It's usually great weather. It's warm. It might be kind of stormy and cold at home, but you're down into mainland Mexico, down south enough that you're experiencing warm conditions. And, Cliff, even if you're not a freshwater bass guy, because that's sure not what I would consider myself. Like, I like saltwater fishing, man. El Salto is such a blast. The airfare to get there is very inexpensive. The trip is inexpensive.
Inexpensive. You could fly each way for $120.
Yeah, it's
each way.
It's a trip that you need to do, because even if you're a dead hard saltwater guy, it's cast and retrieve. I mean, my best lure, this again has nothing to do with Corey sitting next to us, my best big fish lure at El Salto was sand bass fishing. It was a half ounce lead head and a 5-inch VA.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, knocking that thing across the bottom, cast it out, let it hit the bottom, slow wind back to the boat, and every day we'd have 15 fish over 4 pounds, over 5 pounds eating that thing. It's such a cool trip and a really unique experience.
And the meals.
So you could
go down the meal route, and when you look at the price, you look at the ticket price of El Salto, you've got your meals, your lodging, your boat, your captain. It's all included. So the price of it made like, I don't want to say shock. It just, you might look at it and like, oh, wow, yeah, it is up there. But when you put it all together, it's oh, man, this is a deal.
I know our Fisherman's Landing trip that we do every year with Frank and those guys, it's $2,000. $2,000 all in, and your airfare is probably another $200. So,
but it's 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, you're fishing for 4 days, all the meals, all the lodging, all the everything. You're you know, your $2,200.
It's all included.
All in, and it's a great time. If you want to go on our trip, man, just call the Royal Polaris office. I think there's, it's pretty full. We're doing two trips. I think we have four spots left if you want to go on our El Salto trip.
So fun.
Just call the Royal Polaris office and say you want to go to El Salto with Frank and the guys from the tackle store.
You could hang out with you and hang out with Brandon
and RC and Darren. It's a really fun time, no doubt about it. But anyways, recommendation for wintertime, that's where I'm heading.
That's probably where I'd go to. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed the car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Rick, I've had so much fun. This is a lot of fun.
Same, bro. Yeah, this is great. Well, it's time. It's time for the big winner, and we're giving away, again, as you mentioned, Corey, a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of Seaforth Board Fishing. Let's flip the coin, see if we're giving it to a caller, a texter.
It's going to a texter. Look at that. Alex from San Carlos. Congratulations.
Alex, you're going to have a blast fishing with Boog and with Rolla. A fantastic operation, and so stoked that you're going to get to go do it. Corey, man, what do you say? This is awesome. I enjoy doing these so much. Again, no agenda. The callers and you out there kind of take the direction of the show, and we just get to talk fishing and have fun. And I, again, had a lot of fun getting to do it with you. These are my favorite shows.
A lot of fun.
And, man, next weekend there's some big going down. So
there is.
We got Corey live at Tackle Days, and we're really proud and stoked to have you there, man. And
I look forward to it, man. Last show is set up right next to Lawrence from Fishworks, and right there next to Olakai.
Perfect.
And just having a good time. Yeah, you want to come down? Great deals. Buy two, get one free on what I have, whether it's out of the shop or from the table. And what I'm bringing down on the table will be kind of technique specific, like stuff I use, the 5-inch weedless, the 7-inch slug, and the extra durable Cedros.
I can't wait to see that.
Viejos.
That's cool. Well, we appreciate that, and pumped to have you. And speaking of Tackle Days, tomorrow we're talking all about it. We have Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Michael joining us in the studio. Pete's going to be back here having a great time, and we'll be talking all things Fisherman's Landing tomorrow. It's going to be a great time, and no doubt lots of Tackle Day talk for sure. Hey, I want to say a big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air. I want to say a big thanks to Christian and JP for always doing such a great job keeping us rolling here. A lot of fun, and man, most of all, we just really appreciate you. These shows are so fun because it's all about the callers, and it's all about what you want to talk about, and that's what Corey and I enjoy the most is hanging and talking fishing with you. Again, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., it's Doug Kern of Fisherman's Landing. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you tomorrow.